بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعنه رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله تعالى عز وجل العز إزاري والكبرياء ردائي فمن ينازعني في واحد منهما فقد عذبته رواه مسلم سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عن سيد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that honor is my lower garment and pride is my upper garment. Whoever tries to challenge me regarding any one of these two, I will punish him. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned a hadith Qudsi in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make us human beings understand His loftiness and His greatness and His supremacy and our weakness and our being absolutely feeble and weak, that we can never boast and we can never have pride and arrogance, because real pride belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is given by way of an example. Remember, Allah is free from having any body or having any clothing, but for us as human beings to understand, Allah has given the example of a person who has garments, a pair of clothing, an upper garment and a lower garment, in which he wraps himself. This belongs to him. If any person is going to take away from this from him, he is going to retaliate. Like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah has honor and Allah has pride, and He is the only person who can claim these two things. وَلَهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ Allah mentioned in the Quran, loftiness in the skies and the earth only belongs to Allah. He is Akbar, He is most great. Nobody is greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah shows us that these two things, if any person tries to challenge Allah, whether it is pride or arrogance, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish him. Allah will destroy such a person. Human beings, we are weak by nature. We have no right to assume any sense of pride or honor. This belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wants us to humble ourselves. We have humility in us. وَعَنْهُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ قَالْ بِنَّمَا رَجُلٌ يَمْشِي فِي حُلَّةٍ تُعْجِبُهُ نَفْسُهُ وَرَجِّلٌ رَأْسَهُ يَخْتَارُ فِي مِشْيَتِهِ إِذْ خَسَفَ اللَّهُ بِهِ فهو يتجلجل في الأرض إلى يوم القيامة متفق عليه مرجل رأسه أي ممشيته يتجلجل أي يغوص وينزل سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه سيد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم explained of a person, gave an incident of a person who was walking in very beautiful garments. He had nice clothes, but he was proud of himself. His hair was well groomed, but he was arrogant in every step that he took. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suddenly caused him caused the earth to swallow him. And فَهُوَ يَتَجَلْجَلُ فِي الْأَرْضِ And he continues to sink into the earth right till the day of Qiyamah. Some people explain that this is referring to Qarun, which Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, the pride and arrogance, the vanity he had, and he had a lot of, he had clothing and he had an army and he had plentiful of this world, but he had pride, arrogance and ujab, vanity. He thought very superior of himself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not like the way he walked. يَخْتَالُ فِي مِشْيَتِهِ Every step he took was of arrogance and pride, haughtiness, and he showed that he was very, very proud about himself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed him by sinking him into the earth. And this procedure continues right till the day of Qiyamah. May Allah protect us from this. وعن سلمة بن الأكوع رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يزال الرجل يذهب بنفسه حتى يكتب في الجبارين فيصيبه ما أصابه رواه الترمذي قال حديث حسن يذهب بنفسه أي يرتفع ويتكبر سلمة بن ابن الأكوع رضي الله عنه says رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said a person continues displaying arrogance and he does so until he is recorded amongst the tyrants. And then he will receive that punishment on the day of Qiyamah, which Allah will give to the tyrant rulers. So those who are making zulam on others, whatever punishment Allah will give them on the day of Qiyamah because of the tyranny, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the same to that person who is proud and he displays arrogance until Allah writes him amongst the tyrants. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Again, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah has brought these ahadith to show us that we should not have pride and arrogance. We should lower ourselves, humble ourselves. Never think superior of ourselves over others. Don't think of others to be inferior, and don't reject the truth. When the truth is given to us, we should accept it, humble ourselves, and try to practice upon it, but never reject the truth, and never think of ourselves to be greater than others. We mentioned on Thursday also, Imam Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi alayh says we must always inculcate within ourselves the ihtimal, the possibility, whenever we feel ourselves as superior and others lower than ourselves, and we think he is lower than me and I'm greater than him, when the moment this comes into our heart, we should develop in ourselves this possibility that on the day of Qiyamah, I do not know what's going to be my fate, my condition and his fate. Perhaps I'm being very holy and very pious, but I might make one serious slip and blunder in my life and get involved in such a sin that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes so displeased that he destroys all my good actions, and then he throws me into Jahannam, Allah save us. And that person who lived a so-called sinful life, but Allah gives him tawfiq of making tawbah, or he does one such good deed that Allah accepts and Allah pardons him for his other sins, and he's given Jannah. So we do not know what will be our fate on the day of Qiyamah. Hence, it gives us no right to think low of any person in this world. Allah Ta'ala give all of us the quality of humility. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.